This goes to Dr. John Dykstra, that's D, like David, Y-K-S-T, like Tom, R-A. Fax is 1Peyton, it's P-E-Y-T-O-N, like November, Van Hall, V like Victor, A, N like November, H-A-L-L. Date of birth is February 28th, 2006. Dear Dr. Dykstra, this is a consultation for Mr. Van Hall, who has been complaining of severe bilateral flank pain since he had an infection with Listeria in January of 2023. It seems to get worse with exercise and with excess IV fluid administration. For instance, when he's in the hospital ER and receiving IV fluids for dehydration, that would make the pain worse. He also suffers from a dysfunction of his autonomic nervous system, and he has been evaluated by cardiologists in Ann Arbor and had a tilt table test in 2024. And he actually did pass out within 10 minutes of the, actually a few minutes of starting the study. When the table was tilted, he became immediately nauseated, his skin felt hot, and then his vision constricted until he passed out. And his mother was present for the test and reported that the heart rate went up to about 180, and then and blood pressure was very high at that time, and then both dropped significantly, and the pulse was down in the teens until it slowly recovered, and then he was able to wake up. And since that time, he was started on Zoloft 25 milligram once a day. That does seem to prevent the severe high and low heart rates. But no beta blockers, no other medications have been used to treat this problem. The family was told that the dysfunction of the autonomic nervous system may have been induced by the Listeria infection, which hurt the nerves around his heart. And they're not sure how long that will take to recover, but it certainly hasn't recovered in 2 years. He currently denies chest pain or palpitations. He has been trying to drink he's supposed to drink 100 ounces of fluid a day, but that's difficult. So he usually drinks 80 ounces, and roughly 60 ounces are water, and the other 20 ounces are other fluids. He's also was encouraged to eat 3,000 milligrams of sodium in 24 hours to prevent hypotension, and also to wear compression stockings to prevent syncope. He actually was having his physical to start work at the prison, and that was on December 5th of 2024. There was very strenuous exercises involved before he developed symptoms of very, very severe dizziness and palpitations. He had to run 200 yards as fast as possible. He had to drag a heavy object and several squats and other intensive exercise maneuvers were performed, and then he became symptomatic. He went to the Alma Emergency Department at that time, and they did lab studies. And at that time, it looked like he was extremely dehydrated, although the patient doesn't remember being dehydrated. And calcium levels were 10.6 when he arrived. Creatinine was 1.2, sodium 141, potassium 3.6, and carbon dioxide was 19 on arrival. Albumin was elevated 5.3. A urinalysis, negative for blood, and no red blood cells were visualized by microscope, and protein showed a trace. Troponin levels were normal. Ionized calcium was high normal 5.08, D-dimer 0.49, pro-BNP was less than 20, magnesium was 2.5, thyroid studies normal, lactate level was 5 initially, and then when it was prior to discharge, it returned to normal, 0.7 after receiving IV fluids, and parathyroid hormone 12.1. They checked Tylenol level, that was normal. Alcohol was negative. Salicylates negative. Also CRP and SED rates were not showing any inflammation at that time. The patient states that he has suffered the severe flank pain. It's on both sides of the flanks in the kidney area. Nothing other than some exercise and excess fluid intake seems to bring that on. And he does use Tylenol and occasionally oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs for the pain. But he has tried heat. That may be minimally effective, and ice does not help at all to relieve the pain when it does occur. He denies any blood, pink-colored urine or bloody urine. He states that the urine usually does not turn very light. It stays fairly yellow and sometimes darker than slightly darker than yellow, a dark yellow, not brown, not coke-colored. He doesn't stop urinating. He did have an ultrasound of his kidneys and bladder done 2/26 of 25. Right kidney was 10.2 centimeters, no cysts, masses, or calculi, and no hydronephrosis. Left kidney 10.3 without cysts, masses, or calculi, and no hydronephrosis. The bladder was unremarkable at that time. EKG just showed sinus tachycardia when he was in the ER 12-5 with a rate of 103. Past medical history is significant for anxiety, tachycardia, and the dysfunction of autonomic nervous system, migraine headaches since childhood, chronic fatigue, history of ADHD, and Listeria infection from chicken that he purchased at Costco back in January of 2023, and that was a national outbreak at that time. Past surgical history, he's had colonoscopy, EGD, appendectomy. He had ear tubes as a child, and then the tilt table test in 2024. Social history, the patient does not smoke cigarettes. He does not use vaping material. He does not use alcohol or illicit drugs. He's single. He started working as a correction officer in January of 2025 at the St. Louis prison. Family history is significant for heart disease. Grandfather had recent heart surgery and valve replacement at age 71. And currently, no headaches or dizziness. He has had the recurrent syncopal episodes and the positive tilt table test. No current chest pain or palpitations. No dyspnea, cough, or sputum production. Urine is clear and yellow, generally doesn't get real light, he reports, but he does not see blood or foaminess or cloudiness. No history of kidney stones or UTIs. No nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, constipation, no blood or melena. He does experience edema toward the end of the day if he doesn't wear his compression stockings, especially when he drinks up to 80 ounces every day and eats the high-sodium diet. Drug allergies, he's allergic to morphine and latex. And medications, he takes the Zoloft 25 milligram daily, and Maxalt is 10 milligram daily as needed for migraine headache. He does not use that every day. He's been using Tylenol or 400 milligrams of over-the-counter ibuprofen as needed for the loin pain, L-O-I-N, L like Larry, O-I-N like November, pain when it occurs. Physical exam, height 74 inches, weight 187 pounds. His sitting blood pressure, left arm, 120 over 80 with a pulse of 76. Standing blood pressure left arm was 110 over 70 and pulse was 92. Pulse is regular. Respirations are 16. Tympanic membranes and canals are clear. Pharynx is clear, midline uvula. Neck is supple, no lymphadenopathy, no carotid bruise, no jugular venous distension. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Abdomen is soft and non-tender, no enlarged liver or spleen. Normal bowel sounds, non-tender. He does have severe bilateral flank pain to very light touch. Extremities, he has a trace of ankle edema bilaterally, otherwise no edema. Full sensation and motion of feet, brisk capillary refill, no increased pain to palpation. And labs, most recent lab studies were done 12/5 of 24, and his creatinine level was normal at 1.2. After the ER treatment with IV fluids, creatinine was 1.14, and the calcium came down from 10.6 to 9. Sodium was 140 and increased to 141 after IV fluids. Potassium, 4.2 initially, 3.6 after IVs. Carbon dioxide was low on admission, was 19 and 21 after IV fluids. And albumin level, initially 5.3, after IV fluids 4.2. Liver enzymes, alkaline phosphatase were all normal. Hemoglobin was 15.1. Normal white count and platelets slightly decreased at 136,000. Differential was normal. And the urinalysis had no blood and a trace of protein. No microscopic blood was visualized. And previous levels were already described. Assessment and plan. A, loin, L-O-I-N, pain syndrome without hematuria. We will be repeating labs with the urinalysis and microalbumin to creatinine ratio as well as protein to creatinine ratio now. And two, metabolic acidosis, so we will be doing a renal panel and also CBC. We've asked him to minimize oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug use, but he can use Tylenol up to 3,000 milligrams in 24 hours for pain if needed. We recommended he try over-the-counter lidocaine patches topically over the areas of pain, and that may be beneficial without having to use an oral agent. And we're going to schedule him for a follow-up appointment after the labs and urine tests have returned. And the patient was also evaluated and examined with by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.